Backseat Line, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, George. It's a pleasure. My name is Larry. I'm calling you from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Hey, Larry. Sounds like you're driving around somewhere.
Yes, sir. I'm actually throwing a paper route right now.
Nobody's in the back seat, huh?
No, it's full of papers. I'll make sure it's always full. What I wanted to share with you, George, was about 10 years ago, I had an experience where actually someone was in the back seat of my SUV. I'm an IT specialist during the day.
Okay.
And a lot of times we have to do work, you know, after hours. We can't take servers down, you know, during a business day.
Right.
And so some of these buildings you work in, you know, you have to park in the garage. And I had come out to my SUV and sat in the SUV and started driving. And someone was two rows, you know, I had three rows of seats. And someone was two rows back, sat up and pointed the gun straight at me. And I could see him through the rearview mirror. And told me that he needed a ride. He was very desperate, and that if I did what I told him, that I wouldn't be hurt. Needless to say, though, however, I was so scared that, you know what people do to themselves when they get scared like that.
Yeah.
So I wound up driving him 3 hours to Tallahassee, or maybe 3.5 hours, and dropped him off, and then immediately called the police. Well, come to find out, he was an armed robber. He had robbed someone, and the police were looking for him, and he used me for a ride out of town.
Amazing. Did he talk to you along the way for the 3 hours?
Yes, he did. In fact, I mean, the whole time, I lied to him. I mean, I told him I had kids and things. At the time, I didn't. I now do. But, I mean, I was just trying to think of anything to keep this man from killing me.
Yeah.
Because I had always heard that, you know, sometimes they'll do it no matter what. And so I was really, really worried. But what I want to tell you, the premonition I had before when I was a kid, I used to have this nightmare that I was in my mother's car. Like, you know, she would leave me in the car to run into my grandmother's house, and the car would just take off by itself. You know, it was something that was a reoccurring dream. But when I couldn't stop the car, I would look into the rearview mirror, and then I would see somebody there. And I had that dream for years, almost up until this incident happened. And, of course, that's been replaced lately by terror dreams of the incident. I mean, I still can't watch movies where when I see that happen in a movie, it still affects me to this day.
Did this freak you out when I mentioned this hotline tonight?
Yeah, actually, it did. When you mentioned it, it came right back, and I wanted to call you because I found out when I talk about it, it does help. But it's still something I worry about to this day, especially at night. If I'm working, especially in a garage, parking garage, I mean, it's something everyone really should check their back seat. But it's, you know, people are in a rush, you're tired, you're half asleep, you know, some things you just don't think about, and when you don't at one time is when it could happen.
When he got to the location he was headed for, what did he say to you? I mean, did he thank you and walk away? What happened?
No, he didn't thank me. In fact, he told me to sit where I was for at least 30 minutes before I took off. And he said that he'd be watching. And I took him at his word. I didn't want to do anything that would make this man shoot at me from even a distance, you know?
Right.
I mean, at that point, I just wanted to get home and change my clothes.
Did they finally catch him?
He wound up committing suicide 2 weeks later.
Oh, my God.
In Florida, at least what I read in the newspaper. But when they told me, you know, he was an armed robber, I was just really thankful to be alive. But it is something that bothers me still to this day.
I can understand.
I think anybody who goes through something like that probably, you know, lingers with them for some time.
And here I am joking with you about somebody in the back of your van. I'm sorry for that.
Oh, no, man. Look, I, like I said, I had those dreams before that, and when it happened, even when it happened, I didn't put it together. But I started wondering, man, was I really seeing something there or not? You know, because I've had other dreams of like a plane crash, and right before that plane went down Everglades some years back.
I remember that. Yeah.
I had a dream that the night before. Now, of course, you know, it's never exact. It was in my neighborhood. You know, I was standing on my street in the neighborhood, and I saw this plane going down into the Mississippi River. It wasn't exactly the same thing, but it was just kind of strange. You know, these dreams kind of coincide with not exact events, not exact places, but things that happen. But I still don't have a hold on or understand it. But I just want to call you and share that with you.
Okay, thanks.